The technical advisory committee will be in order. First part of the agenda will be to approve the minutes. Hopefully everybody saw, received a copy of the minutes. So it's just a note, it's slightly not different, but the copy of the minutes everybody was sent actually had the presentation.
Right.
And they made note of it within the minutes here, just what you have in front of you, the presentation that Pam had presented prior to meeting. But it's included in the minutes itself. So, any corrections or additions to the minutes? If not, would entertain a motion to approve.
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, why don't we move on to Pam, project update and old business.
City of Evansville projects COVID Avenue Road Diet. Of the 132 right-of-way parcels needed, 132 appraisals are complete. 86 offers have been accepted, and there are 14 condemnations that have been filed. Walnut Street, phase one. They're working on finalizing a geotechnical report and the pavement design. Right-of-way acquisition process is expected to begin within the next 2 weeks. Washington Avenue and 2nd Street. A phase two limited site investigation is required and is estimated to take 4 to 6 weeks. And what that is they have to do some soil testing because there were some dry cleaners in the area and the gas station in the area, and there's lead contamination. So that's what that is. Weinbach Avenue Road Diet. The Weinbach Avenue and Bellmead Avenue intersection will be closed for 30 days starting July 29th. Pigeon Creek Mid-Levy Connection. Sheet piling at the east end of the project is complete. Vanderbilt County Columbia Delaware Bridge Project. Project was let for bid on July 10th and has been officially awarded to Regal Inc. Green River Road, Kansas to Boonville and Harmony. Storm sewer installation is underway. In Moore County, Bell Road Project. Right-of-way acquisition is ongoing with 64 of 67 parcels secured and 3 parcels submitted for condemnation. Oak Grove Road, Phase 3. Work at the Coal Mine Road intersection began July 15th. Phases 1 and 2, which are around the school area, they are complete through the intermediate paving. All driveways are done and sidewalks and sod has been installed. Work Trail Safe Routes to School Project. Right-of-way acquisition activities are underway. The City of Henderson Projects, Green River Road Sidewalk Extension. It is anticipated that they'll be holding a public meeting sometime in mid-September. Wathen Lane Project, supplemental agreement with Kentucky Transportation Cabinet has been fully executed. And the Wathen Lane Bridge Replacement, the supplemental agreement number 3 with KYTC has been fully executed, and the construction has been officially awarded to Hazex Construction.
Any questions or comments on Pam's report? Thank you very much. Let's move on to new business. We do have one approval requested. So, Laura.
So this is the KYTC Shift 2020 Regional Boost Point Assignment. And hopefully some of you remember back in March when we presented 6 projects from the list of identified but currently unfunded projects for the City of Henderson or Henderson County for sponsorship, which basically means that those projects will move forward and be scored. Since then, those projects, along with 4 projects sponsored by the District 2 KYTC, have been scored, and the score is listed as shift quantitative score on the attached spreadsheet. This score is a combined score that takes into account crash history, traffic congestion, roadway geometry, cost-benefit ratio, and economic impact. One of our final tasks in the process is to assign regional boost points, which we were to select 3 projects of the 10 that receive 15 points each of the boost or priority points. The MPO, working in coordination with the City of Henderson and Henderson County, have selected the following 3 projects. That's Atkinson Street from Clay Street to Madison Street, Elm Street from Watson's Lane to High Y Drive, Watson Lane from Sunset to Green River Road. The selection was open for public comment from August 1st through August the 7th. No comments were received by our office, so we are asking for approval to submit these three projects.
Any questions, comments? If not, we would approve a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Yeah.
Any additional comments? If not, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Let's vote. So, next thing, Pam, is just informational in terms of the TIP modifications.
So, we had some TIP modifications from MnDOT and the City of Evansville for MnDOT. State Route 66 and other various locations in the Vinces District. It's a district pavement project, patch and rehab. Add construction in fiscal year 2020 at a total of $969,000. It'll be an 80-20 split. We're using NHPP funding. Various locations in Vinces District, curb sign and marking visibility improvements. Add construction in fiscal year 2020 at a total of $1,071,000. Split using the safety funding. In US 41 at Indiana Southern Railroad Crossing, it's a Section 130 Railroad Safety Project. Add construction in fiscal year 2020 at a total cost of $407,000. And that will be paid for with 100% federal Section 130 funding, which is specific funding for crossings, railroad crossings. And then for the City of Evansville, Walnut Street Phase 1. Right away in fiscal year 2020 at a total cost of $50,000.
Any comments? Questions? Thank you very much. Is there any other business?
Just kind of a random question. So I had a citizen reach out that knows that I come to this kind of stuff and ask, so a van is intersects with Beloit going north. So it's there's three lanes there, a left turn, and then a right and straight.
Yes.
Logic would dictate that it's a left turn, a left and straight, and a right turn. Because now the right and straight can cause people to stop and not be able to make the right turn out. I know there's a long-term plan to do some changes there, but it seems like it would just be a marking change in the short
so
term.
There's a turn, a left turn arrow there, isn't there? Which means you could bury people going straight behind someone that was turning left and missed the arrow. So
the
I think that's...
Arrow. Is there a signal?
I'm pretty sure there is.
It was just a green... I don't know, I drive through it most days. And I don't remember, but I'm making a right if I'm going that direction.
I think that's... Not that I'm obviously not the expert, but I believe it's signalized that way, which would result in someone going straight being buried behind a left turner.
Which would make sense.
I think also the very, very few cars go straight. Most of them are turning left. The right turns can also turn on red too, so.
Right, but I'm saying they can't turn on red because they're buried behind the people that want you to go straight.
Oh, yeah.
That was a concern that got brought to me. I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, except, see, that's the thing, is they can turn right on red.
But you can't go straight on red.
But if someone's,
So in front of you is going straight, then you're...
Yeah, but then it's like...
I've been in that line of 10 cars where one person needs to go straight and everyone else is waiting to go right.
Is that, since you're asking about that, is that any more than a concept about making that a right-in, right-out intersection?
So we're currently working on that. Chris from MnDOT, that's one that was picked up in our 2024.
Yeah.
That was also part of our corridor study, and that was what was being looked at that time. We haven't yet got our consultant on board to be working on that. It's going to go on to our RFP list towards the end of this year, and we'll soon be determining what that is through design. Yeah, that was one of the recommendations out of the corridor study.
Of course, the one kind of downside of that is, you know, everything east of that intersection on the north side, that is the access. You can't come in from Stockwell. You can only go across there. So that would then, you know, the armory, the law offices there, or the, I think your accountants, and then all the UE land and all that stuff. So it would impact their access significantly.
And all those things would be.
Yeah.
Any other business? Not public comments, or are there any public comments? If not, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second? All in favor? So it's, we're adjourned.